Hello? Human, are you hurt? Don't worry, human. I'll help you. There you are. What's the matter? Don't be nervous. I'm not a monster. I'm a monster girl. The difference is that I don't want to hurt you. I know that might be hard for you to understand, but I feel nothing but concern for you right now. Please, tell me what's wrong. You were running, and then you fell? A snake bite? I can take care of that. Where did it bite you? I see. I can use my slime to suck out the venom. It might feel a little strange, though. What's wrong? Does it hurt? Tickles? Well, I guess that's better than hurting. What were you doing out here? You're lucky that it was just a snake and not some other creature. I can tell by your inability to answer and the way that you're looking at me that it was probably something related to slimes, huh? Don't worry, I don't mind. Although, you should know that more and more slimes are starting to become more like me. It's a bit hard to explain. One day, I was just roaming around munching, or dissolving plants, and then I simply realized I existed. The form you see now is the form that feels more natural. And I don't think it's just slimes either. It's almost like the woman who changed all of those monsters originally decided to patch up a few holes in her spell. Her? The Demon Queen. Wait, you're telling me you don't know about the Demon Queen? Some adventurer you are. The Demon Queen. Spell that gave the majority of monsters feminine appearances in order to limit bloodshed and loss of life? The person who most adventurers coming from your holy towns have their sword aimed at? Seriously? They don't even tell you your main goal anymore? I basically have no brain, and even I know how well that's going to end. Even if one of your adventurers managed to make it into her palace without being seen by a monster girl, let alone being caught by one, they're gonna have a lot of questions when the person that is described as the alternate of your god is not only not a demon by your standards, but is also working with the humans who voluntarily joined her. That sounds like a very easy way to lose your best adventurers. That should do it. How do you feel? Better? good? You look tense. Are you sure you feel all right? Gaslighting? What does that mean? Wait, you think I'm lying? Buddy, I'm a slime. Do you really think I have the mental capacity to come up with a story like that on a whim? I exist to eat plants and drink water. Your hand was inside me for a few seconds, and all that happened was I was caused to feel tingly. I'm hardly the monster you think I am. So you're gonna try and attack me now? You and what sword? I did not eat your sword. It's probably stuck in the ground somewhere. Oh, so now you don't need a sword to kill me? Okay. Try it, human. Please. The faster you fail, the sooner I can calm you down. Sit back down and I'll tell you what I meant by that. Would you look at that? Your hand's inside my body. Not only did you miss my core, I don't even think you were aiming for it. You know what? I think I understand why they don't tell you guys about the Demon Queen. It's because you're stupid enough to barge into her realm unprepared and unwilling to listen to reason. Of course you can't get your hand out. I'm not water. You actually need a decent amount of force to get through my body, and I have the ability to regenerate almost instantly from most physical wounds. As to why your hand is stuck, it's because I'm utilizing the fact that my body can harden slightly in response to physical trauma. I'll let you go if you're willing to be good for me and sit back down. I'll allow your arm to move alone with you so you don't get hurt. Good human. Now, to ensure that you won't do anything stupid, I'll wrap a portion around myself around you. Why would I eat you? I only eat plants. Why else would I be green? What? No, that doesn't mean red slimes eat people either. They eat smaller animals. Do you know how much energy it takes to dissolve something larger than a bird? It's actually a bit rough on some of the red slimes I know. This newfound sentience, it causes them to have empathy, and they feel bad for their catches. You haven't seen messed up until you watch someone eat a bird by dissolving it and being unable to look at it without feeling distraught. We are no longer monsters. Pretty much every monster you can think of now has a feminine counterpart that takes up the majority of said monster's population. What would it take to make you feel better? Would you like me to massage you? Come on. Are you telling me that my slime rubbing against your body wouldn't feel good? Personally, I think it would feel pretty good. I know that was bad. That was the point. I won't do another one if you let me massage you. Evil is subjective. The evil side might think the good side is evil, just as the good side thinks the evil side is evil. I said a pun because I'm trying to do something to make you realize the side you support, it isn't all right. I mean, if half of what I imagine they told you is correct, you'd be dead, and I should be fed. But here I am, hungry. Well, not entirely hungry, I ate a bush today. I'm supposed to be on a diet, but it looked so good. Anyways, you're still alive, so my point stands. Good. You won't regret this. I'm gonna start at your neck and work my way down. Is that all right with you? Okay. How is that? See? It's not bad. Just relax. I hope that I can help you understand that monsters aren't bad anymore. I can't begin to understand the amount of pain and damage that we caused, but that's the past. I don't know much of the world outside of this swamp, but I imagine that if the past isn't let go of, the only thing that will follow is more pain. Except, this time, the pain will be inflicted on both sides. I don't know why your kind would fight for that. Are you so willing to die for a cause that you ignore the truth, even when your enemy has nothing to gain from lying? You're sorry? You don't have to be sorry, but I forgive you anyways. Oh, I think I got a little ahead of myself there. You don't seem to really mind, though. You're already relaxing into my slime. Good human. I can tell that you really enjoy my slime. You have goosebumps all over your body and you let out cute little moans. Your face is all red, human. I wasn't aware that you could change colors too. That was a joke. Don't worry. I know full well what's going on right now. I have a slight confession to make. It has something to do with my nature and my diet. Don't worry. I didn't lie about the not killing you thing. It's different. The Demon Queen is a succubus, or a type of one, anyways. That's how she changed the monsters. Since monsters naturally craved blood, giving them intelligence wouldn't be enough to satiate that urge. So, she made them thirst for something else. Not blood, but another fluid. Something a bit more promiscuous. basically. Most monsters have a higher than normal sex drive in order to curb their lust for blood. The more aggressive the monster in the past, the more aggressive they are now, if you know what I mean. I wasn't that aggressive in the past. At least, I don't think I was. Even the slimes that originally hunted humans just did so on accident. How effective do you think a ball of slime would be at doing anything besides hopping around and getting its meals from anything unfortunate enough to be in its way? And then again, I'm still an herbivore of slime, so I wouldn't describe myself as aggressive. Unless, of course, you count when those delicious flowers start to bloom. I can already tell that I'm making you feel good with my slime. So what's the harm in going a little further? I can make you feel even better. I know that you're nervous, and that's okay. Like I said, I'm not aggressive, so if you say no, I won't ask again. I promise. What was that, human? You would like me to? Okay. You won't regret this, human. Oh, you should remove your clothing. I don't want it to get accidentally ruined in my slime. Like I said before, you're not in any danger, but some things are easier to dissolve than other things, so even if I'm not trying to, I might turn your armor and clothes into a goop of partially dissolved fabrics and leather. Thank you. I've never seen a human like this before. Come to think of it, I've only seen a few humans in my life, but never this close. I want to rub my slime all over it. Whoa. I know that I can't feel things the same way you can, but this sensation is unlike anything I've ever felt before. I can feel my slime absorbing your sweat. Is that weird for you to hear? I'm sorry if it is, but any moisture is still moisture. I can separate the salt from the water, so the inner parts of my body are watered, but that does make my outer segments a little salty. Yeah, I basically get cleaned by either reconfiguring my body in water or allowing the sun to evaporate portions of my body. But don't worry, I would still be the same slime girl. Wait, that's a new sensation. Are you poking my slime? Oh! You're hard. It's that easy? Wait, was that another bad thing to say? Sorry, I don't talk to many people. What's next? I forgot what's next. I know. I can make an opening here and take your thing inside of me. How's that? Just you wait. You haven't seen anything yet. I have complete control over my entire body, so I can do whatever I want. What if I start moving too? You seem to really like that. That's good. I must be doing something right. But what if I tightened my insides? Yeah, that did the trick. Human, how does it feel? It seems like you can't respond. Does it really feel that good? I can feel your heart rate increasing. You're breathing really fast and you're sweating so much. Just relax. Let the pleasure wash over you. Loosen those muscles of yours. That's it. You're doing amazing. Good boy. Oh, you look so adorable like this. And to think you were trying to kill me just a few minutes ago. I know that you were confused, but I'm sure this will help you change your mind. And then I can show you the world that you were never shown. I think I can go a little faster. All this movement is causing my body to vibrate against my core. Damn, that's intense. I feel like every single vibration is forcing my entire form to spasm. I might come. Can I come? I can't take this anymore. I feel like something is building up inside of me. It feels like my very soul is being massaged and fondled at the same time, and it's making me feel all tight. I'm going to... I think I'm losing control over my form. It feels like every individual part of my form is trembling. It's too intense. When will this stop? Maybe if the human comes, I'll be able to stop. Human. Come, please, human. I know you're close. Come for me. Please. Yes. Yes. Good boy. I didn't see that coming. I didn't even know I could feel like that. Oh, my core. It's very sensitive. Don't fondle it, you dick! Fuck! Stop! Stop! It's not a sexual thing. Please, for the love of whatever you believe in, stop it. What was that? I just said it was sensitive and you go along grabbing the damn thing? Oh, I get that you were trying to return the favor, but you wouldn't like it if I wrapped my entire fist around the head of your dick, would you? I'm fine, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. That was fun. We should do this again sometime. But then again, would you be able to go home? Shit, I didn't think. Those assholes are mean. They'll probably call you a blasphemer and do all sorts of shit to make an example out of you and... There's a town for humans and monsters? You mean... You're really willing to live somewhere with me? I love you, and I would love to live together. Thank you. You're welcome. I'm just glad I was able to get through to you. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't discouraged, but that's the past, and I can't wait for the future. Thank you, human. And I'll teach you how to properly handle my core. It's sensitive, but I think it can be tamed. Until then, though, why don't we rest for a little bit? You lie back, and I'll cover you with my body, creating a slimy blanket for you. How's that? Good. Rest well, human. I love you.